This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. We are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, across America, on some of the great radio stations the country has to offer. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world as well. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ear room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those mechanics, too, that keep vehicles rolling and keep America rolling along. Thank you for what you're doing. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Check out all the stuff we have there for you to participate with and in. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, last night we were in the middle of a major story coming out of New Zealand. We have a much better idea of what happened there right now. But I want to say, first of all, what a shame. 49 people killed, 48 people injured. About seven of them now are extremely critical. Some have been released from the hospital. But this was just a heinous act conducted by an individual, 28 years old, an Australian man, who claimed a responsibility, who did a live video on Facebook. Broadcast on Facebook, I guess they call it Facebook Live. And we also have found out tonight, Kyle, that the shooter had previously visited North Korea and Pakistan. What the heck?
Well, that's right, Captain. Those were on his itinerary, and we understand that that began soon after the death of his own father, where he had a little bit of inheritance, evidently, and began his travels, always saying he wanted to go to these different places and so forth. But certainly North Korea raises red flags. Of course, there's also going to be perhaps some radical groups or ideologies in Pakistan. But what he seems to have centered in on, Captain, of course, is sort of this radical white supremacist style ideology. We even understand that he claims, and this is his claim, that he had communication with the Norwegian mass murderer, and that somehow this person gave him the blessing for this attack that he carried out in New Zealand. So we are learning more about this shooter, and we're learning more about the absolutely demented viewpoints that he had.
Well, this guy had the white supremacist views that the Nazis did back in the 30s, and apparently this was some of what he was involved with, that sort of movement. But he also posted a 74-page manifesto, which I don't care to look at, nor do I even want to do. But it was republished on several different news sites and even available for download in some cases. And to me, I think this is something that needs to be removed, as well as that video, which is still out there somewhere.
Well, exactly. I think that the prevailing thought is certainly that you don't want to give these kinds of people a platform. You don't want people sort of poring over a 74-page jumbled manifesto of sorts and then having this kind of stuff continue to spread, or somehow, you know, looking at it closely, because it's all ridiculous, it's all terrible, it's all hateful, mm-hmm. it's all evil. And yeah. So that's right, we don't need that kind of stuff, and we don't need to read it.
And right away we had some of the mainstream media, MSNBC, CBS, and even CNN, were actually finding fault with President Trump and blaming him for the shooting that took place over there. And that's absolutely asinine, not to say ridiculous.
Well, again, you know, everything is being politicized these days. This is an act by some very evil individuals who were planning this for about 2 years, and we understand perhaps decided on the actual targets some 2 months ago. The actions of these individuals have no connection to President Trump. What the political people want to do is try to say, well, he makes it okay, this kind of atmosphere of the talking and the tweeting and all that kind of stuff. But this is actually a time when the world needs to stop and say, how do we deal with the evil, and not how do we capitalize on this politically?
And this guy's stated intention was to try to create an era of riot and revolt here in the United States. That was his stated goal.
Well, right. In fact, you know, in New Zealand, of course, is essentially thought to be and is just a very welcoming environment. It's a nice place to live, basically, is what I'm getting at. But he was believing that somehow this was going to catch fire in the United States, because of Second Amendment debate, gun laws, and these kinds of things. Which I might add too, that New Zealand overall has what has been called very loose gun laws.
Case by case basis with the police allowing who gets guns and who doesn't.
Right, and then so the Prime Minister, of course, is now saying they're going to tighten up those gun laws in the wake of this tragedy. This is something that they've been trying to do for some time.
Well, she promised, and it's a she that's a Prime Minister, mm-hmm. promised new gun reform laws right off the bat as soon as possible.
Exactly right. And she has spoken with President Trump as well.
All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. And we appreciate everybody that's chiming in. And a special welcome tonight to our latest affiliate on the weekend. That would be AM 1180 KCKQ, Reno, Nevada. Welcome aboard, Reno.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salutes for you.
Thank you very much, Ron. Ron will be around in hour number three. We'll have an Edwards Notebook 10-2 for you. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by your local GEICO office because they can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, and not just your car. They offer insurance coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and it can even help with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. All you have to do to find out where your local office is and how to get a hold of them is either go in your phone book and look up GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, or go online, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, GEICO.com, to get a quote or to find out how to set an appointment to go in and talk to your local agent. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Beto, and it's not Beto, it's not Beto, it's Beto O'Rourke, is getting a lot of play in the news. And yesterday, out of the clear blue sky, Dr. Drew, we all know who Dr. Drew is, right?
Yeah, Dr. Drew Pinsky, yeah.
Came in and opined about Mr. Beto, and he said Beto has got some kind of, there's something wrong with Beto, that he's, wait a minute, let me use the exact words, because I want to get this right. Dr. Drew says something's not right with Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, that's a real interesting kind of statement, and he said this on the Brian Kilmeade show, and he also compared him to Tony Robbins, so I wonder, you know, Tony Robbins might get a little offended at that, I think.
Well, Tony Robbins was a highly successful, what, real estate broker?
Well, right, he became a life coach and an author, motivator, you know, motivational speaker. And so a lot of people have seen Tony Robbins on late night infomercials and things like that. And so, yeah, I wonder if he would take issue.
And Beto was so successful that yesterday when he was in Iowa, he was actually begging for gasoline to get to his next stop.
Yeah.
Gasoline money. I'm serious. He was begging for people to give him a donation so he could buy gasoline to drive around Iowa and campaign.
Wow. Just wow. Well, you know, talk about being successful. Nancy Pelosi has said about Beto O'Rourke 6 years in Congress that he brought a great deal of vitality to the Congress. But I don't know, Captain. I can't mention or I can't think of one big accomplishment. You know, if you think about AOC, you say, well, Green New Deal. I mean, you could go sort of go down the list. You even think Maxine Waters. Well, impeach 45. But what about Beto O'Rourke? Everybody would just
Here's what I know.
What?
Here's what I know. I went and Googled him and looked up legislation. You know, I wanted to see legislation that he proposed or anything like that. Nothing.
That's right. Yeah, he didn't propose any. He wasn't attached to any legislation like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is really interesting. And as Dr. Drew went on, he was sort of pushed by Kilmeade to say, you know, what is this? You know, what are you picking up on, basically? And Dr. Drew said, well, you know, he said it's something in my gut. He's not sure yet, but you know, obviously, you know, he's got some concerns, and I just think it's interesting to sort of throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because with the hand movements, but with just sort of the manner that he has, one wonders, you know, and also he sort of strings together all of the liberal sort of
buzzwords
script.
Buzzwords.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting, Captain. In order to be a liberal and run for something, or a far left person. To run for something, you just have to string together script words. But conservatives, they don't have to have a script. They're actually talking about things like creating jobs and having opportunity. Individuals are working hard to better themselves, these kinds of things. That's not a script, but the liberal candidates always seem to have these buzzwords, and that's all they ever need to do. And most in the media sort of fawn all over that, sort of like they're doing with Beto O'Rourke. Like I've actually heard the comparisons to John F. Kennedy, and that's already going out the gate, so can you believe that?
Well, to close the door on Beto, we'll finish it with this story. Politico is reporting that women are frustrated by the media embrace of the 2020 Democratic candidate Beto O'Rourke, saying that female candidates would have never gotten the attention O'Rourke has garnered leading up to his entry into the race.
Well, I think that's just sort of a sign of, you know, the politically correct times, as it were. I think the American people, you know, I think that they look at the candidates. I think that, I mean, there are going to be some people who say, I'm only going to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, or I'm only going to vote for so-and-so because they're this or that. And that's going to be a certain percentage. But I think most people around the country are of the mindset that, hey, if we've got a good candidate, if somebody can run this thing the best way, let's vote for them. But it's only those who try to get us bogged down with identity politics who keep trying to pigeonhole people.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Kyle, of course, is the host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you how to hear all of that in just a minute. Now, just to go off the reservation for just a little minute here, the mayor of Seattle, and let's make sure I'm hearing this right, because I know I sent you the story to go look at. The mayor of Seattle signed a Medicare for All resolution.
Yes, you know, here we go again. How are they going to pay for it? I guess we'll just have to find out, because this is the same kind of thing that we're hearing from Kamala Harris.
Mm. Now, we are heard in Seattle on the Megatalk radio stations, KITZ, AM 920, AM 1400, and their sister station in Tacoma. But here's the thing, and I asked the folks this week, and I got some email that you'll be hearing me read on Monday morning about Boeing. Didn't get anybody that wanted to call in and volunteer anything about Boeing up in Seattle, but I sure did get an email. So I'm going to ask you again, what do you think about your mayor signing a resolution for Medicare for All in Seattle? Is that going to help you keep businesses in Seattle, or is it going to drive them right back out into the boonies where a lot of them have gone because they can't afford to do business in the city of Seattle?
Well, right. And again, you know, what we're seeing is, you know, politics based on, you know, what sounds good at the moment. There's always been a component to that of that, of course. But generally speaking, we're supposed to elect mayors and representatives and state governors and legislatures in order to do business and to help bring opportunity and these kinds of things. But when it becomes this, you know, sort of a signature vanity project that obviously is doomed to failure because it can't be paid for and it will drive businesses away, well, is that just supposed to be a badge of honor? Hey, look what we did. We drove all the businesses away, you know, and because we're more compassionate, we're more woke, we're more enlightened, on and on it goes, but yet, you know, actually, people actually suffer more as a result of it.
And by the way, good morning to Tom out in California. Good morning to Lynn in Cape Cod. Good morning to Sondi in Wisconsin. Good morning to Sue here in the Tampa Bay area. And good morning to Patrick down in South Florida. We appreciate everybody that's been chiming in. Oh, yeah, and good morning to Al in Nebraska. Good morning to Richard, our Marine in Oregon. And good morning to Steve in Thailand, who sent me a copy of an email letter that he sent to Senator Marco Rubio yesterday. And if I have time, I'll read that here in the next segment. But a lot of people upset with these 12 senators that came out and voted against the president's state of emergency and border policy. However, I do not believe that they have the two-thirds vote that they need to come up with 67 instead of the 59 votes they got to override the president's veto.
I don't think that they do either. Generally speaking, history is on the side of the president in terms of the possibility of getting a veto overridden. But at the same time, I think you have some senators, obviously, they're playing sort of their own individual game at this point rather than the sort of team effort, as it were. Some are basing their argumentation on the idea that they don't want a future Democrat president, perish the thought, but a future Democrat president to simply declare some emergency a la Trump and try to compare it and use that as a basis to do some other ridiculous thing. But it's certainly not going to be enough to get more senators to do the override.
And by the way, somebody just asked me about the Vietnam lunch and the gathering we're having on National Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day, which is March the 29th. That will be at the Mission Barbecue located at Bruce B. Downs, which is up at the University of South Florida campus, north side of Florida. So that's where we'll be on the 29th of March. Everything starts at noon, goes till about 1:30 or 2 o'clock, and it's just shaking hands with the Vietnam veterans, and they get a free meal out of the deal, and you know, the thing of it is we're going to just try to welcome everybody home. So that's something we're going to do. And Kyle, you hold the fort there. We'll be right back, folks, with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And by the way, when we come back, Senator Lindsey Graham says the Judicial Committee is going to interview Mr. Rosenstein to find out what kind of trophies he's been up to. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
During a signing ceremony, President Donald Trump was asked if he sees any connection between a growing tide of white nationalism and the New Zealand mosque attacks that left 49 people dead.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems. I guess if you look at what happened in New Zealand, perhaps that's the case. I don't know enough about it yet. They're just learning about the person and the people involved. But it's certainly a terrible thing.
The question came after Mr. Trump issued his first veto to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding. Trump called the resolution reckless and said he was proud to veto it. Heavy flooding continues in Nebraska, where it and other states in the Midwest gear up for days and even weeks of waterlogged misery. A number of communities have been evacuated in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa due to flooding from rivers following heavy snow and lots of ice jams. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Captain Matt here for Food for the Poor. With the Trump tax cuts and historically low unemployment, we are more prosperous than at any time in recent history. America is great again, and part of our greatness has always been seen in our compassion and generosity. If you agree, join me and other great conservatives in giving to Food for the Poor. Call 855-353-4673. For close to 38 years, Food for the Poor has brought relief to the poorest of the poor, and 97 cents of every dollar goes directly to help those in need, providing opportunities for them to help themselves. Right now, your gift of $27 a month will provide food for a year and clean water for life for a family of four. It's family saving families, and it's a great opportunity to show that conservatives like us are indeed compassionate and caring. Call Food for the Poor now, 855-353-4673, 855-353-4673. Do whatever you can right now. Call 855-353-4673, 855-353-4673.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. We've got our guest, Kyle Warren, with us, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we're finding out a lot more about involvement of certain people with this dossier that was making the scenes in Washington, D.C. And court files that came out yesterday revealed the role of a McCain associate, that Senator John McCain, an associate of his, that was spreading the anti-Trump dossier around the streets and the halls, if you will, of Washington, D.C.
Well, that's right. Right now, there is a Russian businessman, we understand, who has an ongoing libel case against BuzzFeed. And as a result of this, there's been some unsealings of these files and depositions, one involving a person named David Kramer, who is the associate that you just mentioned of Senator, the late Senator John McCain. And he said in a deposition back in December of 2017 that the dossier had been given to him by Christopher Steele, right, the former British spy.
Yep.
And then Kramer evidently turned around, gave it to at least a dozen outlets, journalism outlets, including CNN, BuzzFeed, and the Washington Post. And so again, this shows that this was passed around essentially. And the idea was that if this had come essentially from Senator McCain, but if he also provided it to the FBI, according to one of the quotes, it would give it a little more oomph than it had up until that point. So we're finding out more, of course, how this fake Russian dossier of lies got spread around.
Now, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, maybe three, we heard from John Brennan, and John Brennan was what?
I was the former DNI, right?
Former CIA director.
CIA director, right.
Yeah, and he came out and he said that the Mueller camp, Mueller investigation was going to be winding down. The report would be released, he believed, about 3 weeks ago. And obviously that hasn't happened. But in the meantime, we're hearing that there are several different investigations going on actively right now by the Mueller campaign. It came out yesterday, and one would have to think that it has something to do with the emails and the dossier and a lot of different things that we've been hearing about other individuals other than the Trump camp. Now, the Clintons and the Podestas and all that stuff, that they may be under the scrutiny right now of Mr. Mueller.
Well, you know, if we look at what we've seen come out of the Mueller investigation, we've seen that, of course, it was supposedly put together to go look for Russian collusion, but they found a bunch of other stuff on some of these different characters in the mix, and they have nothing to do with collusion, but they are crimes, basically, like we've seen. And so it seems to me that if they come across these things, that, again, they can't just turn a blind eye, but evidently they have to refer those things. So if in the course of their investigation, and I can't see why they would not also go into the emails and all these things, because all these things are swirling around that they would not have found some of the wrongdoing. And so tonight, I think the Clintons ought to be thinking, what happens if other stuff gets exposed in this? Because the American people, I think, have made it clear that they want to know what happened and they want justice to be done.
Now, I'm getting some people asking me about Senator Marco Rubio and his vote with the border issue and the state of emergency by the president, and they're asking me if I've been in touch with Rubio, if I'm planning on doing it. The answer is yes and yes. I have been in touch with his press people, and I've requested an interview with Senator Rubio at a time in choosing of his not coming on when the show is on live, but to do a recording during the daytime that I can play later. And I'll tell him what the question is I want to ask. Number one, I want to ask him why he voted the way he did. I know what the answer is going to be, but I want the people to hear what he has to say, because a lot of these senators were under the belief that this was an unconstitutional thing that President Donald Trump was doing because of the fact that he was moving money around that he cannot do legally. He does not have the power of the purse when it comes to money. That's all done by the House of Representatives. That's where that's supposed to initiate. And that was a concern on the part of the senators, that it wouldn't stand a legal challenge.
Well, right. But of course, I think that you'd have to, there are going to be legal challenges.
Sure.
It's going to get tied up in the courts initially, probably fast-tracked to the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Eventually.
Yep.
But certainly the way that, of course, I think the White House counsels have worked this out is that the president does have the ability in order to move resources in time of national emergency.
Correct.
Basically. Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, came out and said, after all this stuff was starting to be released from the files that we were hearing from the court case that you just mentioned, he did say that the Judicial Committee is going to probe Rod Rosenstein and whatever it is that he's been involved in, because his name's popped up just every time you turn around, there he is.
Well, right, and I think people have the right to know, and certainly Senator Graham wants to get to the bottom of it. You know, one of the things that we hear about is, well, President Trump fired Jim Comey to stop the investigation, but didn't Rosenstein write that memo?
He's the one that suggested it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and then to come back and try to, going back to Beto O'Rourke, he's the one saying, look, you know, I don't think that there's evidence for, obstruction, but I think they tried to obstruct, like firing Comey, so that's a whole new thing for him. But you're right, this whole thing as well, looking into possible 25th Amendment, I'll go in and wear a wire and see if I can get the president acting crazy, and then we'll get the 25th Amendment going. That also, I think, should be under a lot of scrutiny, because that amounts to essentially an attempted coup d'etat if that's what the intent was.
Now, Bernie Sanders, who's not exactly the most agile and nimble of people out there in the world, apparently took quite a spill in the shower and cracked his head open, required 7 stitches. And I'm just thinking out loud, you and I were talking about the great Ronald Reagan. Had that happened to him right away, they would have questioned his age and he's too old to be president and all that. And nobody said a word about Bernie, have they?
Not that I've heard. And yeah, that was one of the first things that I thought about, you know, because again, the liberal media will look for anything just to disqualify a president or a politician that they don't agree with. But it's going to be very interesting. Bernie is sort of the, pardon the expression, the grandfather of all this sort of modern political socialism.
He's the one that brought Ocasio-Cortez into the mix.
Exactly.
She was part of his campaign.
Exactly, and he has a real good shot, because last time around, the whole system was rigged against him by the Clintons and their stranglehold on the DNC. So if not for that, perhaps Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee. So he has a potential to be the nominee this time around. His message might be somewhat lost because everyone else has glommed on to most of the parts of that message. But hopefully he'll be okay. It's never good to fall down and cut your head open like that. So we wish him the best on that.
And by the way, once again, a special shout out to Reno, Nevada, and AM 1180 KCKQ, carrying the show now on the weekends, our 3-hour show. And you called them what, the biggest little city in the world?
That's right. Reno is known as the biggest little city in the world. So,
well, years ago it was known as the divorce capital of the world. That's where people went to get divorced.
Right.
They had that 3-day rule. You go there, and all you had to do was stay there for 3 days, establish a temporary residence, and boom, your marriage was over.
Yep, exactly. But it's a great town, and glad to be on and talking to the people of Reno. That's great.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you Monday morning, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk about. By the way, folks, keep your eyes on the Talking Head shows on Sunday morning, because I guarantee there's going to be a lot of spinning around there. Kyle, I'll talk to you then.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. Find out more about him by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. Now, I will be right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways. A lot of flooding in the upper Midwest. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. second, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to part no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's bound to die, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
All righty, that's Jerry Reed, and he's up there trucking around in a cloud somewhere with old Fred in the front seat, chasing the Bandit up there and having a good old time eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Well, the weather brought to you by, and the Trucker's Highway Report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. Google Moss Family Automotive and find out more about them. Remember the four words you need to know. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, and all 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on brand new vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. And yesterday we had a couple more people come down from Georgia to buy two different vehicles. So really appreciate that. And the message is out because Georgia can't find anything like this up there, what I just mentioned, the You Serve, You Save, and many other states in the country, people are coming to Moss Family Automotive to buy their vehicles. Now, major record in historical river flooding is going to continue this weekend along the Missouri, the mid to lower Mississippi, and their tributaries. Now, especially impacted will be areas of Iowa, portions of Minnesota, eastern Nebraska, southeast South Dakota, and parts of Wisconsin. Now, luckily, there isn't a lot of bad weather forecast this weekend across the country, except for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in Florida, where it could get interesting down here with some of the thunderstorms we might get. But there is some rain coming across the country, but it's not anything like what would create a problem, a major problem. So we'll take a look right now at I-90 and I-94 up in the great state of Washington, and I-84 as well in Oregon and Idaho. You've got areas of rain east of Seattle all the way across through all of Montana tonight. All of the northern part of Idaho and Boise, you're getting scattered showers, scattered rain. The eastern part, northeastern part of Oregon, the Hood River Valley, you're getting rain down through there. You're getting rain tonight with some areas of fog in the western part of I-80 and around Rollins. When you come in out of Utah, you're going to have some fog to drive through. But you're getting scattered areas of rain tonight in Wyoming. The western slopes west of Denver, you're getting rain tonight there. Eastern Utah, getting rain there in the mountains along that area. Got some high winds out there high winds out there west of west of the desert headed towards San Jose. And then some scattered rain in the eastern part of Nebraska, the northwestern and central part of Iowa, the southeastern part and central part of Wisconsin, the western part of Michigan, scattered rain in parts of Tennessee, parts of Kentucky, along the river, the Mississippi River, down through Arkansas, and down through Louisiana with scattered areas of rain. Now, also, not to be outdone, you've got rain in upstate New York, east of Watertown. The entire northern part of New York is rain all the way across into New Hampshire. And you've got fog tonight on I-95 in Maine. You've got some scattered areas of fog in the lower part of Connecticut, as well as Rhode Island, and some spotted patchy areas of fog, if you will, in Massachusetts. And that's where you're at. In Florida, we expect to get some rain this weekend. It's not going to be that bad, but the rain will certainly be there. Might affect some of the outdoor activities. We will have a 20% chance starting Saturday night, 30% chance on Sunday, 30% chance Sunday night, and then Monday it'll get a little bit cooler. Winds will turn around out of the north, so highs will be in the low 70s, and we'll have some cooler nights
temperatures down in the upper 50s around a lot of Florida. So that's where we're at now with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, I want to remind everybody that, again, you serve, you save. Those four words when it comes to Moss Family Automotive. Now, the dealerships are located in Newport Richey, in Crystal River. Those are the Nissan dealerships. You've got Moss Family Chevrolet at 16414 North Del Mabry Highway in Tampa. And you've also got the Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where a lot of the vehicles and items they get for trade-in, which could be an RV, could be a motorcycle, could be a boat, whatever they trade in on vehicles winds up there if it's not an automotive, so to speak. So there you go. And Moss Family Automotive, check them out. Now, we should be hearing from Denise Simon pretty quick. And, Sue, I have no idea who you're talking about. You just sent me a meeting. I don't have any idea who that is. So you'll have to refresh my memory. Name doesn't ring a bell. But anyway, it is what it is. And hello to Sue. She's up and at it. Oh, Trucker Eric's out on the highways tonight. Trucker Eric, let me know where you're at so we can tell everybody what you're up to. And Blaine just chimed in from California. Kimberly's in Massachusetts. And she's saying that they've got some areas up there that'll be flooding this week. Okay. Melting snow. Yep, that makes sense. Melting snow. Okay, very good. Now, in case you haven't been paying attention, the president yesterday vetoed the measure that the Senate passed stopping him from his state of emergency and the wall. So, we'll see what happens there, but I don't think you're going to see anybody coming up with 67 votes to overturn his veto. Now, joining us is Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Deputy Denise didn't arrest anybody, right?
One person.
Your lieutenant that was with you did the arresting, right? So you, yeah. We want to see the video. I know there's going to be video, but anyway, gotta ask you, and I'm going to tease this real quick, and we're going to get into more discussion on the other side of the news. But this, New Zealand shooter, we now know that he went to North Korea and Pakistan amongst his travels. What the heck was he doing?
We don't know all those details yet.
Well, it's out there.
What, the details are out there?
No, it's out there that he went to North Korea and Pakistan, so I'm wondering what it was he was doing while he was there.
Yeah, we don't know. So he's in court. I don't know what necessarily happened in court as of, you know, half an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that yet. But much more... I think an awful lot of scrutiny will come from his 74-75-page manifesto.
Now, isn't there two more people that were arrested and charged, too?
Actually, there were three, but I think they let one go. So there are two others, yeah.
Okay, well, like I said, folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon, and we're going to talk a little bit more about not necessarily the particulars, but how it is that this person wound up in New Zealand. It was all part of a two-year recon deal that he was doing. So I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.